It's I guess the title should really be variety diff well. I've just noticed the title was different on my slide. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about leaf and bract trichomes. The trichome is a hair. I'll show a picture of it. It's sort of like the little, you have the hairy leaves. Well, we looked at trichomes on the leaves and on the bracts. And we looked at the trash content of gin lint. Many of y'all know that lint trash content is important to the mills. They pay a premium for cotton bales with low trash content. This is usually based on HVI leaf grade. Some other ways of measuring trash content is we use the Shirley analyzer, and the result you get is called the percent visible waste. And the APHIS gives us a few different measurements, such as visible foreign material. And it's well known in the literature that varieties differ in the lint trash content and in their leaf trichome density and bract trichome density. And so here's what a trichome is. You can barely see them. This leaf doesn't have a whole lot of trichomes, but these are abaxial leaf trichomes, which they're just leaf hairs on the bottom side of the leaf. Abaxial just means bottom side of the leaf. Let me go back to that. And so whenever I talk about trichome density, it's going to be, and the units would be trichomes per square centimeter. That's a little bit different than the bract trichome, because we measured those on the margins of the bracts. So it'll be a linear density like trichomes per centimeter. But you see the top right there, that's a there's a good close up of the margin of a bract, and you can see the little hairs there, those are trichomes. Trichomes cause the leaf and the bract to cling to the lint during harvest and ginning and in cleaning. So varieties with increased leaf or bract trichomes produce lint with increased trash content, and possibly lead to other problems with fiber quality. Good defoliation promotes good leaf drop, but this does not affect your bracts. So it's thought that maybe bract trichomes could have a greater effect on lint trash content. So our objective was to analyze Mississippi State cotton variety trials, some large plot trials. Should have mentioned Fred Bohr and Darren Dodds, but Darren Dodds lined me up with some of his cotton variety trials to get samples. And Fred Borland at the University of Arkansas, he's the trichome expert in the study. So we wanted to look at these variety trials to determine the relationship of leaf and bract trichomes to lint trash content. Again, this is the Mississippi State cotton variety trials. These are large plot trials, maybe 1 acre trial, plots. 10 varieties in 2010, 10 varieties in 2011. So each test, would have 10 varieties. And these tests were repeated at multiple locations in each year. And there were 2 reps per location. And for the trichome data, we went out, earlier in the season and collected green leaves and bracts. And those were analyzed at the lab, University of Arkansas lab, and over there at Kaiser, in Arkansas. And the farmer machine harvested plots, and we took large 50-pound samples, and we ginned them through our microgin in Stoneville, Mississippi. It's basically a nearer version of a full-scale gin with sea cotton and lint cleaning. We had a lot of cotton. We had 10 varieties grown in 2010 for 3 locations. We were able to get the samples for the microgin, and we had trichome data. For 1 location, we only had trichome data, weren't able to get any sea cotton. And for 3 locations, we had microgin data. And 10 varieties grown in 2011. We had three locations where we had microgen and trichome data, two locations where we only had microgen samples for the microgen. So 10 varieties in 2010, 10 in 2011. I think there are about six varieties in common, so there were a total of, I'm not sure, 12 or 14 varieties total. I've already said this green leaf and bracts collected in the field, and trichome density is determined in the lab. Samples were collected after one lint cleaner, and we tested those for trash content with HBI, and with the APHIS, and with Shirley Trash Analyzer. This is the statistics and what's important here of these different measurements. This is the leaf trichome density. See the big F value there. Look at the bottom. F values indicate a more statistically significant difference. So anything that's followed by an asterisk is significant at, you know, the 5% level. So but what's important here is your variety differences. It's a huge number, 128. That's much bigger than any of the other numbers. And you do see some interactions, say, between location and variety, but that number is much smaller than variety. So the variety differences were fairly consistent across years. And I'm going to go through these fairly quickly. The BRAC trichome, sort of the same trend. You see some bigger differences between years, but the biggest difference was between varieties. The interaction between year and variety and between location and variety were a little more significant, but especially looking at just within a year, the interaction between location and variety, that 2.57, for example, is much larger than that 171. And this is our three main measurements of trash: Shirley Analyzer, visible waste, leaf grade, visible farm matter. Just to look at those F values for variety, they're very large compared to all the other F values in each of those columns. There were some interactions, but they weren't nearly as important as the differences in overall differences in variety. So I am going to talk about data averaged over locations in each year, but I'm going to just give you a couple slides here just to show you. Here's 2010 and 2011 leaf trichome density, and you can see how on the top graph, for instance, Maricot 1550 B2RF, and there are several other there that had extremely low leaf trichome densities, and that was fairly consistent across the four locations. There's the four locations listed there. And then you had some other varieties with higher values, sort of a similar trend in the bottom graph. You had a few varieties there that had had more trichomes, like the 4288 and the 499 there in 2011. Those had a higher trichome density than some of those varieties we looked at in 2010. The same thing for BRAC trichome density. I'm going to kind of skip past that. But these are the 2010 data averaged over the location. And I've got the data there sorted by leaf trichome. That first column after the variety column. You see the three varieties there with the highest leaf trichomes. They also had the highest BRAC trichomes in the second column. At least two of those did. And then total BRAC trichomes. You see the varieties, you know, that stand out with the highest. Then when you look at the Shirley, the HBI, and the APHIS trash measurements, you see that those varieties with the highest leaf and BRAC trichomes tended to have the highest trash content. And you look at the range for HBI leaf grade, 4.5 is highest, down to 1.9. So that's a pretty big difference, and that's due to the difference in trichomes. 2011 sort of just briefly look at that slide. Same thing. You see the varieties that had the highest leaf and bract trichomes tended to have the, some of the higher values for the lint trash measurements. And here's correlations. I want to look at correlations between these. Look at that last column, that 0.88. That's the 0.88 on the bottom. That's a correlation between leaf and bract trichomes. All these correlations are significant at p less than 0.001. So these are very highly significant trends. And so that's the lowest correlation there is between bract and leaf trichomes. But if you look in the last column, like that 0.97, that's the correlation between leaf trichomes and aphis foreign matter. 0.98 is the correlation between leaf trichomes and HVI leaf rate. Okay, so look next to the 0.98 to the 0.91, that's the correlation between bract trichomes. I need a pointer, do I have a pointer?
It's on the mouse.
Oh, the mouse. So this 0.98, that's a good bit stronger than 0.91. So basically your leaf trichomes are a little more strongly correlated with your HVI leaf grade than your bract trichomes. And that same trend you'll see in 2011. This mouse helps a lot, except for disappeared now. Okay, so again, look at your correlation between leaf and bract trichomes. It's pretty high. But when you look at something like HVI leaf grade, you see that it's more strongly correlated with leaf trichomes than it is with bract trichomes. And this is the relationship between bract trichomes and leaf trichomes. You can see that there's a pretty good relation. They're pretty strongly related for this group of varieties, and that's probably pretty common. This is two groups of varieties, actually. The 2010 are the blue dots, and the 2011 are the, you know, the 10 varieties in 2011. So here's sort of the same graph. Well, not really. It's you've got leaf trichomes on your x-axis and leaf grade in your two different years, and then on the bottom you've got leaf grade and bract trichomes. And this is sort of what I was showing you in those correlation tables earlier. It just illustrates that the leaf trichomes are a little more closely related to leaf grade than the bract trichomes. You get the same results when you look at Shirley Analyzer. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to skip that and get to the conclusion here. It's basically, we found that varieties with higher leaf and bright trichome densities had higher lint trash content. And I am going to go back to leaf grade. You see that there are some pretty significant differences in leaf grade. And these, you know, that's purely related to, you know, variety, because these are averaged over multiple locations, and it's the same in 2010 and 2011. So we didn't really find it. Well, I'll get to that next. So I did do some modeling where I included year, leaf, bract trichomes, and interactions between all those variables, and I didn't really find that you could use those in different combinations to predict your trash content better. My next statement there is there was no direct evidence that bract trichomes had stronger impact on lint trash content for the 10 varieties included in the study. Actually, with the 2 years, that would be more like 14 varieties. This is possibly due to the strong relationship between leaf and bract trichomes for the varieties tested. So, importance of leaf versus bract trichomes. Results may be considered inconclusive due to the lack of variability in the varieties included in the study. Large differences in bract trichomes were found, but bract and leaf trichomes were highly correlated. But the poor part is the results do show significant increases in lint trash content for varieties without leaf bract trichomes. So this kind of leads to two important to two different group breeders. Should be encouraged to select against these traits, especially if they could select against rack trichomes, and ginning and textile workers and researchers should be aware of the potential impact of these traits and maybe adjust their operations or their research plans or what have you differently. And that's all.
Thank you, Cliff. Got maybe one question if you have time.
Before we had all the varieties? 2010 or 2011? Which one?
The next
spring. That one? Okay, this is Brax and this is Leaf. Leaf?
He just wants to take a picture of it.
These will be in a proceedings paper as well, but it'll be a few months before that. Yeah. Out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
I was going to ask you, is there good stability between the different years as far as variety?
Right. I may not have made that clear in that one slide, but the slide that had all the F values, just the fact that F value for variety in all cases just really was much higher than the F values for the variety by whatever interactions. So that means that relative differences in varieties did change a little bit from location to location from year to year, but it was fairly stable. You know, if this one was higher than this one, and this location is going to be higher than that one in the other location.
Okay.
So yes, they were stable between. Definitely between locations and sort of less extent between years.
Okay. Thank you.